This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori on The Fan.
Welcome back to Talkin' Golf with Ann Liguori. And my next guests are two of the most extraordinary sisters in golf. Extraordinary sisters with mega accomplishments on and off the golf course. So impressive are these girls that I wanted to introduce them to you now, because you will be hearing about both of them more and more in the future, and you probably have already heard of them. Amelie Fong is 17 years old. Her younger sister, Alexa, is 14. They both grew up in Forest Hills, New York, and they go to school and train in Boca Raton, Florida, during the school year. And Amelie will be attending Rice University this fall and will be playing golf for them. And she is a National Merit Scholarship finalist. She won an LPGA scholarship, Palm Beach County Girls Golf First Team, Rolex Scholarship, Junior All-American. She is an ambassador with the Annika Foundation. Again, I could go on and on about Amelie. Alexa, 14 years old. I remember watching Alexa compete in the Drive, Chip, and Putt National Finals at Augusta National. She won the girls 12 to 13 division this year, and in 2023, won the girls 10 to 11 category. She's a four-time finalist. Alexa holds about, seven records in golf in the state of Florida for her age. Again, I could go on and on and on, but let's go right to the girls. Welcome to Talking Golf, Amelie and Alexa. Glad you can be on the show.
Thank you so much for inviting us. It's an honor to be on here with you, Anne.
Oh, thank you so much. Take us back to the beginning, Amelie. When did you girls start playing golf, and who did you learn from?
Well, I started golf at a pitch and putt area in just in Flushing, Queens. My dad taught me. He wanted to get me started in a sport, and he really enjoyed golf growing up, so he learned a little later in life than I did, but he felt like there were a lot of lessons to be learned through this sport. So he wanted to kind of take his kids through it. And so he started me there, and I kind of just, the passion kind of grew as I got older. He put me in tournaments, and it just kept going on and on. And then Alexa came on, and when she came, it just became us together, always together, practicing, playing tournaments together. And that definitely made the golf experiences more special.
So how old were you, Amelie, when you started?
I started when I was 7.
And how old was Alexa?
I started when around 5-6 years old.
And did your dad teach you as well in the early going?
Yes, between my dad and my sister.
Oh, I love it. All right. So then when did you connect with other coaches to further learn the sport?
I'd say about a year or two in. I feel like one thing that my dad was great about is he was very self-aware. He knew he was a good golfer. Like, he got close to scratch in his prime, but he knew that he didn't know the technicals as well as a coach did. So he wanted to make sure that we were learning along the right path. So I'd say about a year or two in, he connected me with a great coach in Sleepy Hollow, Kevin Sprecher, and then from there we bounced around to different coaches. I mean, Kevin was a great coach, but he was a little far out, and then we worked sometimes with some people at Ledbetter, and it's just kind of moved around.
So you've had a lot of influences as far as coaching goes.
Definitely. They're all very helpful in their own way, and I feel like they have specialties that we definitely take in our games that we wouldn't be able to learn from just one coach.
Correct. And did Alexa do the same thing, learn from a variety of coaches in the Met section?
Yes, that's right. I pretty much just followed Amelie wherever she went, and it was honestly, I felt like it was a great learning experience working with different coaches because, I mean, everyone has their own view in on golf, on the sport, this crazy sport that involves so many different factors, and I felt like it was great for both Amelie and I.
Yeah, you don't want too much information up there, right? Because you want your natural talent to take over. You don't want to think too much. So I guess it's great to get the fundamentals from a variety of coaches. And then what do you do? Kind of weed out some of the information that may not apply to your own swing, or did you basically use everything you learned from all these different coaches?
I definitely think it's hard to keep track of everything we learn from each lesson. I
Of
know we
course.
both try to write it down, keep it in the back of our mind, but it always comes down to fundamentals with me at least. Probably similar to Alexa, tempo, alignment, just keeping those things intact and just remembering the different inputs that different coaches kind of recommended for each one as a guideline.
And you're both really great students. So I assume that being, very good students, you were able to pick up these fundamentals and remember them, and you love to learn. And so, as you say, the fundamentals are so important. I always advise young people to take lessons and learn the correct swing so that you can practice correctly, right?
Definitely, definitely.
So, did you both play other sports when you were growing up? Well, you're still growing up. Alexa is. Amelie's a young woman now, but I keep forgetting how young you are. Alexa, you're 14. So did you play other sports, Alexa?
Personally, if you will count it as a sport, both Amelie and I, we both played competitive chess. And so I would say from the ripe age, around the time that I started golf, between the age of like 4 to 5 is when I picked up competitive chess. And just like with golf, I kind of came along to these chess tournaments and it was just a really fun experience. And I feel like competitive chess, it requires you to sit at a table in front of your opponents and you're just going at it for sometimes up to 2 to 4 hours. And so I felt like that really mentally trained me for golf tournaments and for just being under pressure.
What incredible training for golf. It's such a mental sport, golf and chess. I want you to talk a little bit about that. First of all, who exposed you to chess?
Our father
Oh,
did. Definitely our father.
so
He plays.
Yes, he did.
Okay. And I know you both have won tournaments in chess, right?
Yes, we have.
Tell me, you can brag about yourself. Tell me how far you've gotten along in the world of chess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sure. So personally, I've won the U.S. chess team a silver medal in Mexico. And I also, I believe it was for the girls' eights, I won a national championship in Chicago. And I've also been a part of the FAU High and starting up the FAU High high school team, chess team, and we also brought home a trophy, I believe in 2021. And so overall, it's, and I mean, all over New York, we traveled to many different high schools. And I've traveled obviously with my sister because she would be a part of these tournaments too in different age categories. And so overall, it was really fun. And I felt like we kind of knew that at one point we would have to choose between chess and golf, and ultimately we decided golf.
As Alexa mentioned, there's a lot of focus required for both sports. With chess, you know, you're sitting down, you're idle, so it doesn't seem like it would be similar to golf where you're constantly walking, but you're always in your mind with both sports. I mean, in golf, you're maybe hitting the ball for a couple minutes out of the entire round, but then you're walking, you're thinking about your next shot, you're in your own mind about what's to come, about what happened in the past. In a similar way with chess, you have to kind of brush off mistakes and don't let anything show in your face so that your opponent doesn't know. I just remember that it was definitely huge if you could maintain your focus, if you cannot let what your opponent was doing or don't let it get in your head, and just always be one step ahead. Like being proactive, that's huge for golf and chess, knowing how to think ahead and plan for the next day, prepare for the next tournament, whole location, stuff like that.
Do you agree with all that, Alexa? The training that chess provides for the mental aspect of golf?
100%, definitely. I would say, I mean, every night after like tournaments, I'd always go over my holes. I'd tell Amelie, oh, I did horribly on this hole, or, oh man, this birdie was great. And then I feel like also in chess, like we would go over our rounds and Amelie would point out, oh, you had a huge blunder here, Amelie, Alexa. And so it was really fun. And I feel like it was just overall the two sports, I like to call them, they're very similar mentally.
I'm sure. Well, what great training. And the fact that you both excel in both is just extraordinary. Now, I know you both played in the New York State 18 and under championship, and Amelie beat her younger sister, Alexa, in the final round on the first playoff hole. Talk about that, Amelie. Was it difficult to beat your sis, your younger sis?
I would definitely say she was putting up a great fight. So we played 36 holes the second round, and we were together, me and my, the third player was a friend of mine, so it was a very comfortable round. My brother was caddying Alexa, and I had another caddy from the club. So I was getting, you know, we were both playing very well. She had a bogey-free 9-under between the two rounds. Huh. And I think I stayed steady. I was 6-under. And I don't know, it just kind of worked out in my favor, I guess, in the playoff hole. We both ended up in the left bunker. And it's funny, when I played, so we replayed hole 18. And just the hole before, we played 18 coming in. And I got in the same bunker, and I bogeyed, and she parred. So I messed up from the bunker in the hole before. So when we replayed it, I got back in the same bunker, and I kind of wanted to avenge myself a little bit. So I got it pretty close, I'd say within 2-3 feet, and was able to tap it in. And it just kind of went from there. But it was really special to experience that with her. It's, you know, being a sister pair that was able to both show up and just play some good rounds together was really special. So it was really, really like coincidental that we would get in a playoff together, that we would be able to play this round together. And I practice with her all the time. So it's like I know how she plays, I know how clutch she is, I know how good she is. So it was even more fun to be able to experience her in tournament play when she's like a different person because she's so focused during tournaments. It was funny. It was like a different person next to me.
Alexa, how has your sister helped you develop your game?
I mean, she's just over the years, she's definitely coached me. She's gone through it for the first time. She was the first one in this junior golf, in this crazy world of junior golf. And I mean, I feel like she's really helped me grow as a person and also on a golf course by like telling me, oh, like don't get in your head too much because I mean, every person on a golf course, they know when they have a bad hole, it can get in your head and everything. And in this past tournament, it was definitely, I used some of her coaching where it was a very tight last 18 holes, and it was really anyone's tournament. And so I really tried to stay focused and try to keep the pressure somewhere else in the back of my head with her coaching advice last night, where she said, "It's not really, it's not, this tournament is not." Like something, it's there's very little pressure because it's not a tournament where you're supposed to win, and you're just going out there to have fun and really just take in this experience playing with other such great players.
And you just won this tournament literally minutes before we're recording this interview, an AJGA Junior Open in Delaware for ages 12 to 18, and you're only 14, so you beat girls a lot older than you.
Right, but it was a great tournament, and I couldn't be happier with the results.
Congratulations to both of you. I'm just so impressed with your success again on and off the course. But what else is golf taught you, Amelie?
I would say golf has taught me that, life is unfair, that you're going to get some unlucky bounces and you just have to learn how to process them. You can only really control yourself out there. And I think that that's definitely something that's been really helpful for non-golf. When you go in and you got teammates or people you're working with in a group project, and it just seems like the world's against you. And it's nothing personal, that's just how life is. But learning how to just, okay, well, if I can be my best self, I can step up, I can make sure that we all rise above.
That is such a great answer. How about you, Alexa? What has golf taught you at your young age?
I would say golf has taught me patience. For example, like just a few hours ago when I was on a golf course, I did not have the strongest start, or I'm sorry, my other competitors in my group, they had a very strong start. And right off the bat, I was under. And so I had to just wait it out and play the long game. And I mean, that's how kind of golf is. When you try and force a birdie or an eagle, very rarely do they actually happen. And so I feel like golf has really taught me that you just have to wait and let it happen on its own. And you can't try and force anything and be too impatient.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.